Yeah, Catherine, well, first of all, it's such an honour and a privilege, really, to be able to represent the Labour Party on the Sligo County Council. You know, I'm conscious that, as I said, it is a significant honour and privilege and one that I take very seriously. And I look forward to working with each and every member of the council and the council workers to advance, you know, the future of Sligo. I suppose in terms of myself, for members who don't know me, or sorry, for your listeners who don't know me, I'm married to Martin Brennan. I have two adult children, Leanne and Andrew. I was born in Tracy Avenue, Catherine, so as I say, under the floodlights of the showground, moved to Scarden in Strandhill about 16 years ago, where we built on our father's land. Now, I'm mentioning my father there because my father is the late Tommy Higgins. Daddy was the Mayor of Sligo, Freeman of the Borough, and a Labour Party councillor for over 30 years. So really, Labour Party is in my DNA, you know, and it was all that we knew when we were growing up. And, you know, the values of the Labour Party, you know, that idea of, you know, respect, of integrity, of solidarity and inclusivity were sort of at the core of everything that we knew growing up, and at the core of how I've acted both personally and professionally moving forward.
What would be your objectives going forward now? And I know you've basically really a full term to see out, but I do know from the statement as well, it's your intention to contest the next local elections when they come to in 2029.
Yes, so I suppose, as you rightly say, first of all, I should acknowledge, like, I'm only here because of the significant elevation of Senator Nessa Cosgrove, such an achievement for her to be elected to the Senate, and isn't it fantastic for Sligo and the region to have a senator from Sligo there and somebody of such talent and experience to move, you know, the regional development agenda forward. But in terms of my plan is obviously to advance the Labour Party manifesto, and there are key challenges, as we all know, that are facing Sligo that need to be addressed. First one, and the one that's very obvious to everybody, is housing. You know, and certainly I'll be calling for, you know, an increase in social housing development to alleviate the long-term housing list. This idea of, over-reliance on private investment to alleviate our housing crisis was a failed policy back in the Celtic Tiger time, and it's going to be another failed policy. It's failing everybody. We've got, as we all know, we have thousands of young people living at home with their parents because they can't afford to rent, let alone to buy a house. So that would be my priority there, I have to say, and including as well part of that protection for renters. The Western Rail Corridor, the reopening of that as the spine of Connacht would be key. You know, we need to drive economic development in the region while bringing our students and the people working and equally tourists up from Galway. And also, can I say, I'll be advocating for a morning commuter train that runs from Carrick and Shannon into Sligo around 8:30. And all we need to do is very simple. We sync the bus timetables so there's buses available to take people to Finnisglen and to the hospital and to ATU. And this would serve so many workers and students coming into Sligo, and it would also help to alleviate the traffic congestion coming in to Sligo at that time. By the way, in terms of the Western Rail Corridor, I know there's, you know, has been ongoing discussion about the development of a greenway. And my argument is it's been very binary. It's one or the other up to now. We can have both. You know, we can develop a greenway to run alongside the Western Rail Corridor, and that linked up with the proposed greenway to Fermanagh. Other, you know, pillars that I'd be advocating would be obviously local infrastructure. We need to improve issues like local roads and footpaths for residents. And I would be calling for on the government to introduce an estates regeneration scheme for councils to access funding in the Urban Regeneration and Development Fund. So that would be key. The development of the Western Bridge. I think that's absolutely, you know, support the development of that so that the residents of that side of the town have quicker and easier access to the hospital and ATU. And again, it would help with the traffic flow, alleviate all of that. I'm giving you quite a long list, a shopping list at the moment, but just these are some of my key priorities going forward. I think obviously everybody, you know, health, access to health services is important. So I think, you know, we've got to look at the tackling the overcrowding in the hospital by opening up beds and hiring more staff. So we're working so hard to keep the hospital going. And also to get investment in the care centres around in Sligo and the environs, so that people with less serious medical issues can attend there and therefore reduce the burden on the hospital. And obviously nearly there now in terms of my shopping list, in terms of the N17 upgrade, you know, support the development of the upgrade of the N17 from Clooney to Knock. And so, I mean, just imagine if we had the Western Rail Corridor reopened and the N17 upgraded, it would be a game changer in attracting tourists to the northwest through the Knock airport. And also, while constructing the upgrade, considerations need to be given, as we've seen from the recent forms, to undergrounding many of the ESB cables along the N17. So we're future-proofing for any potential damage by storms.
It's quite the lengthy list, and I'm sure you're very much looking forward to getting stuck into it in earnest now in the days ahead and weeks.
Absolutely. I've worked for people who don't know me. I've worked for the last 34 years in education, higher education, what was IT Sligo, what's now Atlantic Technological University. And I actually, you know, while I'm the my substantive role is the head of Department of Marketing, Tourism and Sport there. So you'll see the link into tourism as a key driver for regional development. You know, Sligo has so much to offer, but it's how we do it and how we do it in a sustainable and sympathetic manner. But equally in terms of my role, when we established, you know, what is a unique university for a unique region, the whole underlying principle of that was, you know, to provide greater opportunities for our students of all ages and all backgrounds to gain a first-class, you know, university qualification here on their doorstep, and that, you know, ATU acts as a what we call a, an anchor institution in developing a sticky region. Now, that sticky region will be what I'll be trying to achieve and hoping, working, as I said, in collaboration with other councillors for Sligo. So it's somewhere, Sligo will be a place where people want to live, to work and to study. So as I said, look, it's a great honour, a great privilege. There's a lot of work ahead, but I am absolutely dedicated, committed and very enthusiastic, to get on board and to work through this to advance Sligo for all.